100.3 WRMB Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson. And Derek, joining us is a member, a founding member of one of your favorite groups to this day. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
We are speaking with Larry Dunn, the original keyboardist with EWF. Larry, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Thank you so much. Hello, everybody.
All right. Listen to that voice, though. I was trying to replace you a second ago, Derek,
yeah,
with Larry, because he's got a great radio voice.
That's fine. I'll go on tour with the orchestra.
He'll take your place, Larry, in the Larry Dunn Orchestra, and you can come do radio with me. Well, Larry, you have an exciting new project, and we want the world to know. Of course, as I just referenced, you were part of the original Earth, Wind, and Fire group, and you last toured with them in 1983, so it's been a while, but you still work with Verdeen and Philip Bailey, who are touring.
Well, yeah, absolutely. What happened, I sat in with them at the Consumer Electronics Show January 6th, 2011, because Monster Cable had put together a big 40th anniversary celebration for EWF in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel. And I'm in this movie called Down the Rose, which is the history of the Fender Rhodes electric piano, which actually changed a lot of the sound of music, and especially for keyboard players, because we were able to have a portable keyboard that we could take with us everywhere, and we knew that it was going to be in great shape, because a lot of times in those days, people like Les McCann and different keyboard players would have to play the piano that was in the club, and a lot of times it was a dog. So anyway, I was in that movie, and I ran into one of the main guys from Monster Cable, and he told me about it, and that they were going to have a big celebration. Wanted to know if, he said, you got to be there. So anyway, my manager hooked it up, and I went, and Philip called me up on the big stage. I sat in, and Stevie showed up and did Shining Star with us. And I guess Philip started spinning his wheels, and we talked a bit, and he was like, oh, man, you got to play on our new single. So I did. It went viral. That was wonderful. Then they took me to dinner, Philip and Verdeen, and we worked out a thing for me to come in and help them write, produce, and play keyboards on their new album.
Nice, but we should mention to everyone that you are a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, as well as a Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee.
Yay.
6 Grammys, 13 nominations, over 100 million albums sold via your work with Earth, Wind, and Fire. But of course, now it's Into the Journey, your latest project with the Larry Dunn Orchestra. Tell us about that.
That was a 7-year work of love that I did a lot of work with that, working with my wife, Louisa Dunn, just a wonderful, wonderful talent, wonderful woman.
Yeah, 29 years. You just celebrated.
29 years.
And, congratulations.
And what a wonderful thing. And people are like, don't you guys get tired? I said, no. You know, yeah, we were always together. We do everything, and it's a wonderful thing. So she wrote and produced and sang, and we had some great, great people on there. We've got, of course, my brother, Stephen Dunn, did a lot of the drum work and composed. We got Ronnie Laws, Hubert Laws.
My friends.
James Ingram, B. Lloyd Taylor, who wrote Getaway and a bunch of other stuff. Who else we got, Louisa? We got Stanley Clark, of course.
From Philly.
Foley,
yeah.
From Miles Davis Band.
And a Philadelphian.
Manyungo, Stevie Wonder's percussionist, Paulinho da Costa. World-class percussionist that did all of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He played with everybody. Heriot Wilson, George Evans, Sheldon Reynolds, Procton Bonnell III on vocals. Who else?
An all-star aggregation.
Yeah, I tell people, I said, we got enough brothers and sisters up there to make a Tarzan movie. But it's wonderful music, a lot of eclectic. Jay King, our manager, and also the leader in Vocal Club Nouveau, appears on the album.
Nice.
And we did a remake of Reasons that I talked to Stevie, and Stevie was like, Larry, I love your CD, but he said, man, that Reasons, and his station's been blasting it for a few months now, so what a blessing.
And Larry, if people want to hear the album, because you have so many people and so much to share, if they want to get the album, where can they learn more information about its purchase and your career?
It's available finally on my website, Larry Dunn Music. That's two N's, D-U-N-N. LarryDunnMusic.com. And also, for that, they can click on the PayPal and get an act. If you're old school like we are, you can get an actual hard copy CD sent to your front door. And then if you just want to do downloads, you can also get that on my site, or you can go to iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, you know, all of those sites. But for those of you that want the Axelot CD in your hand, put it in your car, and it's some great artwork, and just go to LarryDunnMusic.com and click on the PayPal account.
Well, I just did. I'm looking forward to listening to Feeling Free, Morning Sun, It's a Lulu, all of it. I'm in the process of buying it right now. Larry, admire your work. The breadth and depth of your work has been enormous. Your contribution to contemporary music, great. We send love to your wife. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday. You just did Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, ma'am.
With The Roots for Juneteenth and your birthday. We celebrate you during Black Music Month, Larry Dunn.
Thank you so much, you guys.
It's our honor having you with us on Soulful Sunday. Again, it's LarryDunnMusic.com if you want more information on this great keyboardist, composer, producer, and an original founding member of Earth, Wind & Fire, now out with his own Larry Dunn Orchestra and his new CD, Into the Journey. Larry, thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you and your families and all the listeners.
Thank you. Much love to you and your wife. We're 100.3 WRNB.
100.3 WR